Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations,
giving a voice back to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I love you.
When you go with him, you will get in touch with eternity. You recognize that you're so much more than you know yourself to be. I have to go within to remind myself, to remind ourselves that there's so much more to us. And when we remember that, when we embrace that, we will see our lives differently. We will see life differently. Less judgmental. No need to be jealous or envious or angry. Well, you can be angry. But when you really understand who you really are, that you're so much more, when you're triggered, you can simply go within. And from that place, you communicate your truth from within. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Whew. I think that could just be the show right there. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and the topic today is the language of the soul. Man, just love it how life happens, how life show up. I have so much I want to share and talk about, but I'm just going to release, relax, and let go. And let the soul do what it needs to do. Let my soul express the way it wants to express. There's so many things that were coming at me today. A dear friend of mine, Mona, put something on Facebook. She tagged me. I said, oh, I got to read that. Find something else. Oh, I got to read that. But, you know, the language of the soul transcends the logical mind. So I release. I let go. I surrender to the power of creativity. How is everyone doing today, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, this moment called now? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Kobe, nice to see you, my sister. Silent listeners, this guy, this guest, if you're listening from different platforms, if you want to interact in a chat room, make sure you register with Blog Talk Radio so you can share your thoughts. But if you don't, or maybe your job knows that you have access to powerful information and they're blocking you from being able to communicate in a chat room, guess what? Here's a number, 347-426-3346. You just pretend you're going for lunch. You know, you just have a call that you need to take. It's only going to be about an hour and a half. They're not going to miss you after this conversation anyway. They won't even know you're gone because you'll be coming from a place of beingness, from a place of truth, that they won't miss you. They'll feel your presence even while you're not in the office. Tamara, my sister, how are you? Celeste is in the house. Donna is in the house. Mona is in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ah, how was your weekend? Those of you who are listening live right now, or maybe if you listen to the archive, maybe listen to the archive on a Monday. You know, it's all the same. The weekend, weekday. It's just one whole day labeled as Monday, Tuesday. Because, you know, it's just one long day. How's everyone doing? How's everyone feeling? The number is 347-426-3346. We are taking your calls. We are taking your thoughts, your expressions, your insight, your wisdom. Today we are talking about the soul, the language of the soul. Before we go into that, just a very quick announcement for my guest tomorrow, Doug Daniels is going to be joining us. He's going to remind us. Today we're letting you know there's a particular language for your soul. And when you understand that, when you start communicating, when you start listening to your soul, you will in fact know and accept that you are God's best idea. Doug is going to be here tomorrow. We're talking about you are God's best idea. Some of us, there's something in us that just fights that. I can't be. But Doug is coming here tomorrow to remind us, we are God's best idea. I mean, this is far more than something you get on an intellectual level. You can get it on an intellectual level, but just in this moment, just sit with that and say, I am God's best idea. Now, that's me assuming that you see God as a loving presence. But if you see God other than a loving presence, it might be kind of like, well, I don't know. God sees me as his best idea right now, but he may not like it later. God is love, unconditional love, and we're going to talk more about that today. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, Wednesday. We're going to forever remind ourselves that the essence of who we are is pure love. The love is so pure that there is nothing that can contaminate it. Nothing, no one can contaminate the essence of God that you are. Unconditional love. Love without conditions. Meaning God loves you no matter what. It's hard for the intellectual mind to catch it, but so don't try and think about it. Just feel about it. There is nothing you can do to stop the love of God, to stop it moving through you. There's just nothing you can do, because God loves us. God loves you. God loves itself as you, no matter what. For God not to love us, for God not to God to say, ooh, you're bad, I'm going to punish you, is for God to punish itself. And when you understand, when you remember, when you fully embrace the language of the soul, all of this will be just like, food for my soul. I knew that. I knew that. It is real. And God is real, and so are you. So when you remember, when you know that there is nothing you can do to stop love coming your way, you can release, you can relax, you can let go. And when you get it, when you really get it, you'll have no need to judge anybody, to be jealous, to be mad at somebody, to criticize. And if you do, you catch yourself in a moment and say, what am I doing? Wait a minute, to judge someone else, to criticize somebody else, to criticize myself is to criticize God. Well, I'm so glad God ain't judging me. Because love itself is freedom. Love is freedom. Not an emotion. You may experience it as an emotion, energy in motion. But love is freedom when you're feeling real love. When you're loved unconditionally, you feel free to do, to be, to say whatever, and you know you are loved. Love it when stuff comes out that I didn't even know was coming. But that's the plan. Just make space for what needs to show up. I have so much here. I'm just kind of feeling my way and trusting and knowing all is truly well. Now, the language of the soul. I was watching the life class on Friday, and one of the greatest spiritual teachers on this planet, one of the greatest spiritual teachers on this planet was on there doing her thing, Iyanla VanZant. And folks were like, well, we have an attitude. We bad. You shouldn't have said what you said last week. And it's something along the lines where she said that, you know, a viewer who Skyped in should never call her, should not call her father crazy. And that we're supposed to honor our father and our mother. You know. You hear that intellectually, you can do a lot of different things. But anyway, those of you who saw it knows what I'm talking about. If you didn't, I just briefly. But anyway, so they brought it back. They brought the conversation up last Friday, and they were talking about it. And the Ellen was explaining what she meant. Like, no, it's not about parents earning your respect. As a matter of fact, she said parents don't have to earn respect of their children. And some people say, what, really? But what she really, she took it down to the next level, which is really what every show you hear, Life Conversations, is about, what spiritual healing is about. We can debate intellect. We can have the intellectual gym for today. There's another way I call it, but intellectual banter. You know, we can go back and forth and debate words and what does this mean and honor the Bible. What she brought to the table was, if you want to heal spiritually, honor thy father and thy mother. Basically, if you want to heal, let go of judgment. You can't heal if there's judgment. Where there's judgment, there's no healing. Where there's healing, there's no judgment. And then she took it up 2, 3, 4 notches, and Oprah said, ooh, that's 303. Let's stay with 101, spirituality 101. And she said, you chose your parents. Oprah was like, oh, God, don't go there. Okay, since you brought it up, explain. And I also had a conversation around choosing our parents. And, you know, I will share what I know, but I will say this. Even if you can't wrap your mind around the concept of choosing your parents, remember that who you are is so much more than, like Abraham would say, flesh, blood, and bone, what you can feel. You're so much more than your story. You're so much more than your past. You're so much more than your pain. You're so much more than your confusion. You're so much more than your success. You're so much more than your spiritual groundedness. So today we're reminding you that who you are a soul. You're not your body. You are soul. You're that extension of God that's uniquely expressing as you. What's your language? What's the language of your soul? Really, there's no your or my soul. There's only one expressing as many. But what's the language? How do you access it? Do you know when he's talking to you? Do you know when your soul is trying to get your attention? Your soul loves you so much that it will do everything to reach you, to get your attention. Sometimes it feels like a broken heart. Sometimes it feels like illness. Sometimes it's like depression. And it's saying, pay attention. Pay attention. Invest in yourself. Pay attention. Be so focused that you're clear about your intention. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Got some things to share with you here. We started the show off with Ricky Byers Beckwith from within. To find out more about her, you can go to her website, weletitbe.com. Language of the soul. The language of your soul is multidimensional. It bypasses left brain thinking and conveys information through your feeling centers, using creativity such as music, art, poetry, writing, inventions, inspiration, dancing, etc. It has no limits. There is no beginning and no end. Anything is possible without logical or valid reason. We talk about the soul. We talk about who you really are. Anything is possible without logical or valid reason. With left brain thinking, you always need to search for explanations, proof of reasons why something is, why it's not, why you disagree, and why you think you agree, or you're going to disagree, what is it, you agree to disagree, but the language of your soul cannot be measured by cause and effect. So instead, you must learn to build trust and have solid belief in the power of your soul self and its connection to universal consciousness. That's a piece from something that Betty uses when she does her workshop, soul communication. How do we tap into the soul? As a matter of fact, the soul is tapping into you. Your soul self, it is your connection to the universal consciousness. And to make sure we stay connected, God as itself as you, that infinite mind knows that it is important to have a sense of connection. So we have that thing called intuition, the inner guidance, the inner knowledge, the inner instructions. Intuition. And unless we develop our intuitive abilities, unless we spend time to listen to that inner voice, we'll literally be lost. Yeah, I said lost. It's like if you're going somewhere, you have a GPS. No, you kind of have a rough idea where you want to go, but you want to make sure you get there at a perfect time. Now, we know GPS takes you the longest route. And later on, you figure out, why the heck did it take me this way? I could have gone this way. But anyway, let's stay with what GPS do. You tell your GPS where you are, and you tell it where you want to go. And it will connect to the man-made satellite to give you an image of where you're going, because it has that view from a broader perspective. So the satellite that is looking down on planet Earth will look at this, oh, yeah, you're going to go left here or whatever, turn right here, go straight, slow down here, and then you get to see that map of the planet, of where you are, through this little screen. And there's this woman say, next left or whatever, at 50 yards or whatever, make a left. And then if you pass your turn and you make a mistake, she say, recalculating. She doesn't trip. She doesn't say, you don't listen. That's your problem. You don't listen. She just says, recalculating. Now, intuition. That is your universal satellite. That is connected to the universal consciousness. So if you haven't updated your software, your intuitive abilities, you may kind of get lost every now and then. With intuition, inner instructions, I actually call for us, we have an IGS, internal guidance system. Through your intuition, you can be with your soul. You can hear the language. You can feel. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today we're talking about the language of the soul. We welcome all of you. Betty is in the chat room. Welcome, welcome, Betty, Awakening Heart. And we just ask you, encourage you lovingly to share this show with your friends, like the page, those of you that listen online right now, and when you listen online later, like the page, share it on your social network sites. Tell your family and friends to come on in here. Tell them, listen, I just realized that you're my parents, you're my brother, you're my sister, you're my friend, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend, you're my husband, you're my wife, because we made this agreement a long time ago. We're part of the same soul group. I just realized that the life that I'm living now was already predestined. And your soul is only seeking to experience. So, yes, share the show so other people can experience this beautiful party, this soulful party that we're having. life is good, it's getting better. I want to share some things with you here. I read something from Betty. I want to go to Care of the Soul. This is a book by Thomas More, A Guide for Cultivating Depth and Sacredness in Everyday Life. Now, this is a somewhat heavy book, but you should let you get it. It will be something to have in your library, like a Course in Miracles. You know, you've been led to it at the perfect time. Care of the Soul. And this is what he says about the soul. The soul is not a thing, but a quality or a dimension of experience in life, a dimension of experience in life and ourselves. It has to do with depth, value, relatedness, heart, and personal substance. I do not use this word here as an object of religious beliefs or as something to do with immortality. That's Thomas More from his book, Care of the Soul. There's so many ways we can look at it, but we can all agree it's a feeling sense. It's something that it tugs at you and reminds you, you are here for something greater. And you've been here before, and you actually came here because you want to work out some things. There is something called reincarnation, because the soul was never born, it will never die. As a matter of fact, it's ongoing. It's ongoing. I got a quote here from Sarah Van Bresnack. I hope I'm pronouncing her last name right. I think she's the author of the Abundance Journal. Yeah, she is. Sarah Van Bresnack. And she said, the authentic self is the soul made visible. The authentic self is the soul made visible. So when you are not living from your authentic self, when you are not being true with yourself, you're hiding, you're blocking, you're stagnating your soul's experience and soul's growth. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got something from Reverend Deborah Johnson. Not everybody just coming out of the woodwork and say, use this, use this, use this, use that. Like, I only got an hour and a half show. They said, it's going to be all right. Don't worry about time. The soul doesn't deal with time. Oh, yeah, it doesn't. The soul deals with beingness. Who you're being. Oh, Neil Donald Walsh just said, I got something to say. Neil Donald Walsh, author of Conversations with God, said, if you think your life is about doing this, you do not understand what you're about. Your soul doesn't care what you do for a living and when your life is over. Neither will you. Your soul cares only about what you are being while you're doing whatever you are doing. It is a state of beingness the soul is after, not a state of doingness. Thank you, Neil Donald Walsh. Your soul is after a state of beingness, like human being, not human doing. So whatever you're doing right now, even if you're at work, if you're multitasking, if you're pretending you're not listening to something, but you are, you're driving, whatever the case may be, who are you being right now? What are you feeling? What are you sensing? Are you feeling grounded? Or are you listening, worrying about what you need to do next? Or maybe going back and forth, oh, I really want to listen to this, but I got to do that. Doing, 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 doing. Who are you being in this moment? Your being is that sense of self, your true self. When you choose and decide to be all here now. Like if you find that you're listening to the radio, am I going to say this? Yes, I am. If you're listening to this right now, but you really are feeling drawn to do something else, go do it. And then you can listen to the show later. Now, If you feel like you really got to listen to the show because this is for you, you're so glad you tuned in, then let the other stuff, just let the rest of the stuff go. Because if you're doing one thing and thinking about another, you're not present. You miss out. You miss out on this beautiful moment where your soul is speaking to you. It's time to tune in. There's so much going on right now. Shift is happening. My dear friend Celeste said yesterday, she said, the veil between the physical and spiritual realm is not thin. It doesn't exist anymore. And I so get it. I mean, I'm sure you guys can talk about experiences that you had. You thought of somebody, you had a dream, and everything is just happening in the physical realm. It's happening so fast. The solution is listening to your soul. When you listen to your soul, you will hear and see and experience the solution. Numbers 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We are going to take a very quick break. And can you guys feel this? Oh, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for you guys being here, your presence, your energy, because we're co-hosting this show. I'm not confused about that, because it's one of us. So you may have a thought, and then I speak it. Or I might say something that triggers a thought for you, because there's only one of us here. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AOLifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. And while we take this break, take this moment to share the show, tweet it, text it, yell it, scream it, whatever you need to do, just get the people down here. People who are struggling with their past, who were abused, who were raped, who have a drug-addicted father, a mother who was always drunk, bring them over here. All those things were not accidents. It was part of the process. It was all part of the process. The soul wanted to have that experience. So when we understand that each and every one of us are here to experience all that life is, and to the intellectual mind and the physical eyes, we're going to say, why the heck would anybody want to go through that? The soul doesn't make that kind of judgment. The soul is simply seeking an experience. Take a break. Take a break.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move, and move from your head to your heart. Don't neglect your head, but just change your course a little bit. Because even though it looks like the society that we've created doesn't support a place where you can express from a soulful place. Guess what? We created this society. And the best way to create a different kind of society is that we all individually say, you know, I'm committed to my soul experience, my soul's mission. My soul is here to experience. My soul is here to find balance through what it did, what it went through in past life. Even if you don't believe in that, don't trip. It's okay. Because life never dies. And we can make it really simple. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to let Deborah Johnson break it down. Because you're so much more than who you think you are. And what she's talking about is if we go, oh, the life that's moving in and through you is so deep. And your intuition is your connection. So with all the shift that is happening, 2012, 2013, I'm going to be here, 2014 and beyond. And guess what? Even if we all get wiped off the face of the planet, December 21st, 2013, it doesn't matter because the soul is always going to be alive. Some people won't even make it. So just when your soul feels like it's done what it needs to do, I'm ready to leave this physical planet and go find out another experience. And not choose to come back again. So what are you going through right now? Before I bring on Deborah Johnson, what's challenging you? Are you feeling depressed? Are you feeling pain? Are you feeling confused? Are you feeling stuck? Well, if you try and think your way out of it, you won't find the answer. As a matter of fact, you will do you will do more damage if you try and think your way out of it. You will. You have to listen to the pain, to the heartache, to the betrayal, to the feelings, and say, what do I need to know? What am I ignoring? You know why? Because you can't solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. So if you're seeking to be new so much more than who you are, who you used to be, and you want to be more spiritually grounded, the trick about spirituality is when you step into that boat, when you step into that ship, and you want to relate with your spirituality, what you're not told when you're stepping on this ship of love is everything that is unlike love is going to be stripped away from you. If you have a habit that doesn't serve you, it's going to be stripped. And if you hold on, it's going to hurt some more. So everybody says, yeah, I want to get on the ship. There's so much love going on there. But to experience who you really are, you're going to have to go through pain sometimes, through fear. But don't let that stop you. Don't let that stop you. Let me pull something up. Evan Deborah Johnson is just all over the place now. She's just trying to get my attention. I had a quote that I put on Facebook yesterday, and she said, what did you say, Reverend Deborah Johnson? Right here. She said, if you really want to be accepted, you have to be willing to risk rejection. Isn't that what we all want, to be accepted, to be free? But you have to be willing to risk being rejected. Or else you'll never know if you're going to be accepted, because you say, well, they're going to reject me. Well, you don't know. And then, yes, they may reject you. But the most important question is, will you be there for you when the world rejects you? And guess what? Your soul is always there. Your soul is always saying, I'm here for you. I am here. You're not your stuff. Don't worry about what people are saying. There's so much more to you. There's so much more to us. Listen to me. Get still. Reverend Deborah Johnson, let's hear what you have to say. Oh, she said, you are not your stuff.
You are not your stuff. I want people to remember that you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationship, you are not your finances. You're not even your body temple. Even that, too, one day shall pass. That who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe. If you will just in your heart of hearts be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how. Just be willing.
Simple Truth, Reverend Deborah Johnson, the author of Your Deepest Intent and The Sacred Yes. You don't have to know how. And you say, I'm choosing to live a soulful life. I love when you say, you don't know anything about God. Because you are soul in action. You know, the name soul, universe, God, spirit, it doesn't matter. God is so much more. This life that is moving through and as you, it's so much more than the words. Because the minute you start to explain who and what God is, the minute you start to define what God is, the minute you start to use a quote for somebody to understand what God is, you limit the experience. Words are what we use to communicate based on our culture or tradition. But it doesn't matter how you try and explain and define who and what God is, until the person experiences it for themselves. When you experience goodness, God, when you experience the truth of who you are for yourself, you listen to other people talk about it and you just smile and you might even say, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to act like I already know, but your presence, it's so full of light. You just smile and say, yep. And somebody will look at you and say, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? And you're like, I sure do. Now, a lot of people are going through pain and challenges right now. But sometimes what we do to maintain the pain, to keep ourselves in pain, we complain about the pain. We judge the pain. We say we're not supposed to be feeling the pain, and the more we do that, we feel more pain. Because the universal law says, oh, that's where your attention is going. I say yes. Do you know that God is always saying yes? Life, the universe, source, Allah, Buddha, Jesus Christ, whatever you want to call it, the all thing and the nothing is always saying yes to your request. So when you think about it, the universe supports you. As a matter of fact, you are not separated from the universe. You are an individual, undivided from the whole. So there is a power. You are a power that creates. You are a co-creative being. You are simply an energy of creativity. So you're creating by default. Oops, there goes a thought. Oops, there goes another thought. Oop, I just spoke that. You're creating. The best way to predict the future, they say, is to create it right now. I just looked in the chat room and someone sent me a code that I recognize. But anyway, Big Five, it's nice to see you. Now, here's something I got to tell you, people. I was just telling you about the veil being so thin, and you think about somebody and they show up. I know I'm not telling you what you don't already know. You're experiencing it. And if you're not, let's talk. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to go to call in a minute. But I had a friend, and I'm thinking, I haven't seen her in a while. Where's she been? And I just thought, I wonder what she's doing. And I think it was either yesterday or 2 days ago, she's in the chat room today sending me a quote talking about Big Five. Michelle, it's nice to see you. I was driving yesterday again, thought of somebody I haven't seen in a while. I went to the grocery store, like less than 30 minutes later, there they are. Now, I'm using people because we can relate to it. But even when it comes to inner development, you know, when I Betty and I were talking about this show, she gave me quite a few topics, and I was feeling this a pull from my soul to have a conversation so we can really understand who and what we are and understand our soul. And I remember looking at the list of topics that we have, and when I saw that topic, the language of the soul, I didn't have to look at others. I knew it. And we have a lot of guests that are going to be coming up reminding us about our soul's mission. That you've been here before, even if you don't believe, if you're afraid. But if you don't even know why you're here, we've got a lot of guests coming up. You check out lifeconversationsmedia.com. Life, L-I-F-E, conversations with the S, media.com. Check out, upcoming guests. If you checked it on Friday, you need to check it again. If you checked it on Saturday, you need to check it again. I mean, if you checked it an hour ago, you never know what Betty's up to. We've got so many people. We're booked to January. But we have a lot of guests reminding us, doing readings, sharing about our soul experience. You are here to live out your soulful self. And what you are going through right now, if it's joyful or painful, is part of your soulful experience. Sometimes you just got to let go and start questioning. But why me? Why me? Maybe because your soul has said it is so. Why don't you listen rather than say, why me? And, you know, here's the thing. If you're growing through and going through a painful moment and challenging moment, foreclosure, looking for work, a relationship, a divorce, whatever the breakdown is, oh, your soul is rejoicing right now. Your soul is saying, oh, I am so grateful for all this breakdown. I can really show up. Now there's a crack. I can come on out. But we've got to cultivate a loving relationship with the divine, with ourselves, to be able to listen and become still. Yes, sometimes we need the accountability partner, people who are going to help us and say, step up. Sometimes you just need somebody who's going to hold your hand. Sometimes you just need somebody, but you're going to say, I don't know why this is always happening to me. I am so pissed off. And they can just hold you in that space of love. But the truth is, it is important to be authentic, to be real with yourself. If you deny your authenticity, you continue to experience more pain. Sarah Breathnack said, your authentic self is the soul made visible. So it's time to start fronting. If you want to meet your soul and experience your soul, stop fronting. And if you experience it, you're going through the dark night of the soul, welcome home. Just the thought of that, man. I tell you, if you have one of those moments, if you're having those experiences and you're going through the dark night of the soul, call me. I got you. I'll support you if you're led to me. I'll support you as you make the journey. It doesn't live in the head, doesn't live in the intellect. It is a whole new way of being. And sometimes you've got to move out away from the environment that you're in right now to experience what is really happening. Now, that could mean you physically leave a place and move to another country, another state, another town, but it could just mean temporarily to go away, to go to a place where you retreat so you can get resourced by the source. So when you move from where you are emotionally, physically, you will have a different point of view. What is a point of view? You're standing here, wherever here is for you, and you're looking, and you're looking at everything you can see. But you can change the point that you're standing on this planet and look, have another view about your life and say, maybe there's so much more to me. And the universe is not punishing you. You're not suffering because maybe you were a mean person in past lives. No. Karma is not about judgment. It is cause and effect. And your soul is only seeking to experience itself to the fullest. So any opportunity where maybe in previous life, your soul had an opportunity to do something, but didn't quite go all the way. Didn't choose the highest vibration. Now you get to come back to do it all over again. The universe doesn't need to punish us. God doesn't need to punish us. Love cannot punish. Love does not judge. Love just loves just because it is. Love knows to do nothing but love. It doesn't even keep a record of your past. You do. When the judge and the jury shows up, love says, actually, when the judge and jury shows up, the judge and jury, we have to disappear. Like, oh, God, there's too much love in here. Let's use another room. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I'm ready for you. Hello, Day. I love this
topic.
How
are you doing?
I am very well. And you know what? You called me out. I have to thank you. I was one of those people multitasking. And I heard the clarion call. And I went outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, he just called me out. That man can see. And I was getting frustrated and stressed out with the project that was happening. And I was like, you know, I'm trying to listen to life conversations. I don't multitask. I usually run out. And when you said what you said, I heard it. And I went outside. And the point of this call is I ran outside. And there was a sister friend outside. I'm not going to call her name. We don't do shout outs. But
no,
I told her to tap. No. But I told her to tap in because the things that she was saying to me was the relating so much to the language of the soul. I was like, you know what? Your soul is talking to you right now. I said, and I'm listening to somebody right now who is talking about the language of the soul. Tap in. This is what I do. Because she came to me because we play a lot and we have fun. And I create space for her to be herself. And she gives that gift to me. So in that moment of dealing with this shift, this beautiful shift that's happening, so much is waking up that people are really stepping to people that they can feel to say, hey, this stuff, this is a mess right now. And the other thing that I have to say that just moved me, I mean, there's so much more, but when I said, hey, girl, how you doing? And she did the, I'm all right, I'm all right. And she had that smile. She could have completely faked me out. But then she turned around and she said, you know what? No, I'm not all right. I'm not. And that was a gift to me. And if she's on the line, I hope she's tapped in. She got the number. It's in her phone. And you can use your show as a prescription. I do it every day for myself and for the people that I know. So I want to thank you for that and give the informal shout out that I'm very, very proud of that young woman right now. And I will be following in her footsteps, speaking the truth about how I feel when I show up.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you. I appreciate you, my friend. Yes, when you deny your feelings, you're denying yourself. Yeah, I'm going to use the L word. So when you lie about your feelings, you're lying about yourself. You're lying about your true identity. I know society that we've created, we created it because we talk about, well, society like it's something outside of us. No, it isn't. As a matter of fact, ooh, brace yourself for this one. Your interpretation of society is simply a reflection of yourself. Ooh, oh my God, did I just say that? No, I didn't. I just downloaded what was coming out of my mouth. So don't check me. Yeah, I'm going to back my words up. Your interpretation of society right now is a reflection of yourself. If you look out and all you see is people who don't care, people who you can't trust, people who are greedy, people who are jealous, people who are blah, 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 blah. But they're all vibrating at a negative energy. You may want to be careful. As a matter of fact, you may just want to just turn the other cheek and the other eye and close your eyes and say, oh, if that's what I'm seeing, I want to connect with people who are being authentic, who are not being afraid, even though they may be a little bit nervous, being vulnerable. It takes courage to tell somebody, especially after saying, I'm okay, I'm all right. You know, let me tell the truth. How many of us are not telling the truth about what we feel? We don't tell the truth about what we feel because we're afraid we're going to be judged, or we think people are not going to create that sacred space for us. But you know what? If you can be courageous enough to be compassionate with yourself while you share your feelings, now, of course, clearly, you get this. You know that I'm not saying just run around telling the whole world what you're feeling. But then I hear some of you say, well, but what about law of attraction? You know, why don't you just say what you want? Well, you can say what you want. You can say, I'm wonderful, I'm excellent, I am good. But if you're feeling not so good, if you're feeling like a piece of, crap. Yeah, I think we can say that. If you're feeling rotten, if you're feeling vulnerable, if you're feeling insecure, don't make it up. See, law of attraction doesn't really spend too much time. Law of attraction doesn't spend too much time worrying about what's coming out your mouth. Let me see what's coming out your mouth. But you know what's really creating? It is the feeling behind the words you're speaking. When you connect with the feeling and you speak it and you set that energy free, you have an emotion, energy in motion. When you put the words together with the emotion, that's real creation. The word is the feminine, is the masculine. The emotion is the feminine. When they come together, they give birth. So now, when you're not feeling too hot, when you're not feeling your God self, I mean, it's possible not to feel your God self, but anyway, just for the sake of this conversation, because you're always your God self, no matter what you're feeling. But anyway, if you're not feeling your God self, and someone comes to you and say, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Either you can say, make a sound, if you don't think you want to share with them. If you know that you may be able to, your intuition might tell you they're not ready for the whole story. Or you can say, well, I'm feeling I can be better. People say, I can be better. That doesn't mean you're complaining. Or you can say, I'm working through it. Well, right now, I'm not quite sure, but, you know, I know God's got me. There's so many things you can say that is true without denying your feelings. When you deny your feelings, you deny the language of your soul. And when you keep denying the language of your soul, after a while, you won't even understand your soul. You will need an interpreter to interpret your soul to you. And you better be careful when you have people interpreting for your soul. They might tell you stuff they ain't got to do with you. Let's bring Reverend Deborah Johnson again. She's got something to say about this wonderful conversation we're having. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The topic is the language of the soul. And remember this, you cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it. What does that mean? If you find yourself stuck, if you're in pain, find someone or something, find a place or space to ask, what do I need to see in this situation, in this experience. Stop trying to figure it out. It's gonna, you're gonna feel like you're standing in quicksand. The more you try and think, well, maybe I need to do this. Well, maybe I need to meditate some more. Or well, maybe no, maybe nothing. Maybe just sit still and say, okay, I surrender. Doesn't mean you're giving up. It simply means something is seeking to be birthed through you, and this birthing pains is a bit much. So what I'm going to do, metaphorically, lie back and breathe in and breathe out and push. Breathe in and breathe out and push. Now, I'm a man. It may not be that easy for you ladies when you had your children, but I'm a man, so just excuse me. You may have to go, ah! Sometimes you got to scream. Sometimes you got to let it out. Sometimes you got to hit the pillow. But let your soul tell you what to do next. And more than likely, the first thing your soul is going to tell you is be all here now. Be right where you are. Most of the pain, if not all, the pain that we feel, the conflict that we feel, is because we're judging where we are. It's not easy. We have friends around us who are all shining and just, oh, my life is so good, I'm so grateful, I'm grateful for this. But if you're going through and growing through a period of your life where it just feels funky, you start thinking, maybe there's something wrong with me. No. You've heard the statement. To have a testimony, you've got to be willing to go through the test. You've heard me say, if your life is in a mess, embrace it. Because the mess has a message for you. When you embrace the mess, you can be the messenger of truth. You think of the words that we use. If you really sit with some of those words, you can realize there's some truth in it. Even though we say words are limited, there's some truth in it. You can just sit with it. Mess, messenger, message. Brothers and sisters. But it's all about how you say. If you think that's a mess, I'm getting out of here, you missed the message. And then you haven't really learned anything. So you can't teach. But you never learn from your mess. That's just saying, I got a message for you. Age, you got to let the mess just get a little bit, ferment a little bit. Sometimes it almost stinks. It almost breaks down. And then, oh, I got it. I talk about wine. The older the wine, the better it tastes. I don't drink wine, so I don't know. But that's what they say. So when you let your mess ferment, ooh, you end up with some wisdom. People will say to you, how did you make it? How did you get to where you are? And I've always said this. You think of anybody out there that you think is doing great things and living from a place of authenticity, they're revealing the truth of who they are, you better believe they've gone through some mess. Most of us want to get to the stage without going through the process of getting to the stage. Don't be fooled by the media. They can only try, but guess what? We are the media. Now, Reverend Deborah Johnson said, we are all an unbroken chain of life. And she breaks it down in such a simple way. If you're struggling with what it means when someone tells you, when I say you are not your body, you're not your experience, you're not your story, who you are as a soul, and you chose your parents, and you're right here for this particular moment, and there's a life that is moving through you that goes way back. Reverend Deborah Johnson, please back me up. I'm on fire. Before I explode, help me. Let me go drink some water. You're listening to Life Come. No, you're not. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's topic is the language of your soul. Are you listening? Did you listen today? I'm trying to play Reverend Deborah, but something else is coming. Did you listen today? Let me pull this up. What's yourself saying to you? Did you get in touch with your pain? Did you get in touch with your desires? Have you spent some time with yourself today? Have you checked in with yourself and asked yourself, what do you want today? What do you want to experience today? Does yourself need supervision? Does yourself need mentoring, coaching, counseling, therapy? Maybe yourself just needs to be heard. It's like, I just want you to hear me. Maybe yourself is feeling neglected. Maybe yourself is feeling unacknowledged. Maybe yourself is feeling disconnected. And yourself is saying, I just need you to hear me. I am here for you. I know, but I don't have time to meditate. I want to hear myself, but I don't have time to be still. And yourself says, okay. And then the pain kicks in, why me? And the self says, I'm trying to get your attention. Listen. Ooh, Lord, Reverend Deborah Johnson, what say you? Unbroken chain of life.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten.
Mm.
We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. If any one of our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
This time zone, the next link in the evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. So when you think, you know, life is mysterious. That's the real deal. But we can still use our intellect to understand a bit of it. Just a tiny, 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 tiny of all tiny, tiny bits of what life is. But when you connect with your soul, you get a bigger picture because your soul is connected to the universal consciousness. But back to what I was going to say, the next link to the evolutionary unfoldment of humanity. There's a part of the spiritual talk, conversation, spiritual way of being that we can intellectually get. My guess, my assumption is, I'm sure I'm willing to bet everything that I got. All the money that I got in all my bank account. That everyone that listens to this show is spiritual to some level. I mean, we're all spiritual. But understand the spiritual conversation. So when you think about it, the life that lives in you, the life that lives as you, is a combination of the life from your dad and your mother. So I talked about earlier at the beginning of the show about how Iyanna VanZant was talking about honoring your parents, never call your parents crazy. Well, if you have a judgment against your father or your mother, guess what? You are condemning the life that is living in you. Now, let's go one step further. So the life that lives in you is a combination of your father's and your mother's. Now, think of your father. The life that lives in him is a combination of his mother and his father, which tells you that same life lives in you because it comes through your father. And in your mother, her father, it lives in you, and it goes on and on and on, that life. Now, here's a simple approach, and some people might disagree, but it doesn't matter, because all we're doing is just having a conversation. If you really want to understand past life, right there, that will break it down, that the life that you are experiencing right now as a soul is a life that was never born, that will never die, that keeps living through generation after generation and just ongoing. So you can trace this life that is living in you way back. You are the combination of everyone that came before you, regardless of if they were mean or loving or whatever. They were an alcoholic. They were a molester. They were a murderer, slave owner, all the slaves, tortured people in the gas chamber. Go way back. All of that lives through you. All of that lives through us. And here's the thing. When you get triggered negatively about things that happened in the past, that's letting you know that part of that experience in the past before you can even, there's not enough numbers to calculate how far to go back, lives in you. And we're still experiencing it. There are things we can't talk about without it bringing up, oh, things that are just, people want to fight. Racism is one of those. Sexism is one of those. Sexuality is one of those. It's because it brings up, it resonates, it triggers us on such a deep level. Sometimes we don't even know why. Sometimes we hear a wonderful statement, a wonderful comment, and before we know it, we're like, well, what about people who were enslaved? What about people who were in a gas chamber? What about people who were abused? Like, wait a minute. Oh, I understand. Something was triggered. Oh, my bad. Let's talk about that. Are you willing to create the space for your soul to have the experience that it desires? If it doesn't do it now, it'll do it later. Now, some of us are in a place where things are pretty good. You know, there's some things, some things we want to be a certain kind of way. Some of us are just in a funk. Those of us who are feeling grounded, we can hold the light of truth even if we don't know them. We can hold the light of truth. We can just pray for somebody. We can just hold the light and say, someone is depressed right now, and in this moment, right here, right now, we stand with them in truth, knowing that what they need is being revealed to them, that hearts are being healed, that they're feeling their true essence in this very moment, wherever they are, not just in America, all over the world. And pray for your family members, not from a place of arrogance, not from a place of I'm spiritual, they're religious. No, pray for them because your life depends on it. It is about letting go of resistance, transmuting the lower level vibrations to high vibrations, to be in balance, to get to a place, a point of zero, No, I'm just going to be high. I want to make sure I'm releasing high vibration all the time. No, stop it. Just be neutral. Come back to the middle, like India Ari would say. Come back to the middle, because in the middle is where all of life is. You know, the sperm and the egg. Here's that conversation again. It comes up. The egg and the sperm got to come together and meet somewhere. And right there, conception happens. And as the mother and the father do what they need to do, a new idea is birthed forth. So for you, when you catch the idea, when you listen to what your soul wants you to do, when you forgive and let go of the past, when you really just sit with yourself and say, you know what? I let go of the thought that the past could have been different. I'm willing to step out there and say, well, maybe my soul wanted that experience. It's hard for me to believe, but you know my healing is so much more important to me than anything else. So I'm going to let go of judgment. Now, I'm not saying what was done to me was right or I deserved it, but you know, I'm taking this universal scissors and cutting the universal, this energetic placenta. Because when you judge somebody, when you criticize somebody, when you blame somebody, and the opposite is true, you are energetically connected to that person. People you love and care about, you adore, you're energetically connected to them. People you judge, you criticize, you hate, you can't stand, you're energetically connected to them. And you are going to reap the benefit of your connection. And ultimately, where we want to get to is get to a place where we do not label what we're going through and growing through as good or bad. I had an experience on Saturday, just really in touch with a deep, powerful, a sort of sacred, open-hearted emotion. And you know, I'm labeling it just to make my point. And I was loving it. I was just consciously staying in the moment, consciously being present, consciously recognizing and being aware of the presence of God that is living through me, that is me. And then in the evening, that same feeling was still there, but it had a different, it was a feeling of something missing. It was like loneliness. It was like being alone. I was like, wow, this afternoon I was feeling so grounded. Now I feel like I'm just by myself on this island. But you know, the feeling was a feeling. I'm the one putting labels on it. Because love does not deal with good and bad. So when you let go of good and bad, right or wrong, you can set yourself free. The language of the soul. Let's pull this up. Anybody work with me now? There we go. The language of the soul. We started to show off, well, kind of at the beginning. The language of your soul is multidimensional. It bypasses left brain thinking and conveys information through your feeling centers using creativity such as music, art, poetry, writing, inventions, inspiration or dancing, etc. It has no limit. There is no beginning and no end. Anything is possible without logic or valid reason. With left brain thinking, you always need to search for explanation. Proof of reason why something is, but the language of the soul cannot be measured by cause and effect. You can't measure it. Measurement is a left brain activity. It's an experience. So instead, you must learn to build trust and have solid belief in the power of your soul self and its connection to universal consciousness. You must learn to develop your intuitive ability. And I strongly recommend Life Visioning by Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. Don't just get it or say, I got the CD, I got the book. No, go pick it up. Because God is seeking to broadcast truth through and as you. Stop living vicariously through people you admire. Be the people you admire. Be the people that inspire you. It's about who you're being, not what you're doing. Your soul doesn't care about what you're doing. Your soul is only interested in the experience. Sarah Van Breathnach said, "The authentic self is the soul made visible." The authentic self is the soul made visible. Are you living from a place of authenticity? Are you getting there? Are you working on it? Or you're not? Are you stuck? What's stopping you? What's blocking you? Gary Zukav said, when Oprah asked him, "What is the soul? Where is the soul?" Yeah, she said, "Where is the soul?" He said, "Where is it not? Where is it not? The soul is everywhere. The soul is God." I remember someone saying to me, "Well, the things about dogs and animals, they don't have a soul." I'm like, "Huh, that was many years ago." And I like to listen to people. I said, "Really?" But something in me was saying, something about that doesn't ring true. She said they don't have a soul. I know better now. For me, it's like, that's not impossible. Everything is vibrating on some level. Everything has a soul. Everything is connected to the universal consciousness. And if it's connected to the universal consciousness, that means everything is alive. And if it's alive, it is the soul. Thank you, thank you, thank you for a wonderful show. Thank you for the healing that we co-created. And it's kind of weird. My computer's activate doing crazy things. Oh, no, my eyes were doing crazy things. Wow, that was a trip. Ooh, I think I was having an out-of-body experience. The fronts were going up, but it looked like it was going down. Woo! Okay. Om Shanti. Yeah, that's what we're going to play. Let's play Ricky Byers Beckwith. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Life is good, you know. And with all the breakdown and the protest that's happening, it's simply a reflection of the good that is birthing itself. Be part of it. Be the light in your family. Be the light in your relationship. Be the truth that you want to see. Don't front. Don't front. Don't fake it. You can fake it. You can fake it, F-A-I-T-H, till you make it. But don't fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Because, you know, that... one of our teachers, JC, said, if you can have faith the size of a mustard seed, just a tiny faith, just faith it till you make it. And if you faith it, you will make it. Now, you've heard, you've felt, go activate the consciousness of truth and let love be revealed through and as you. I will see you tomorrow with Doug Daniels, who's here to remind us that we are God's best idea. We are God's best idea. Oh, let's go for Carly for a minute. Ooh, Carly's going to, I just love this. I feel like I want to keep going. I don't want to end the show. But it's time to go. That's my intellect getting attached. My soul has already had an experience. So let it go. Stop it.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, you are, Carly Jackson, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N, on Facebook.
Hello, this is Motivational Speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
You better believe it. That's the intention. You listen to this show, your life is going to change. So you just keep coming. You're coming at your own risk. Let's fire Ricky Byers Beckwith, Om Shanti. And those of you online will hear a bit of it, if I can find it on time. Actually, I'm going to play a different song. Accept this prayer that Ricky is praying for you. See you tomorrow. Be still, be love, and be yourself.
When your shoulders have one more than they
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.